ladies and gentlemen, we are on the road to WrestleMania. We are at that final exit. And you know who's at that exit, Nelson?
Who would that be?
Our show, dipshit. You're supposed to go, armbar. God. What an unenthusiastic start to this show. Which is fitting because both go-home shows were really, really boring.
Yeah.
But first, we have really a little bit of news to get to before we recap the shows. So what we reported on last week, Ring of Honor possibly selling to WWE. Ring of Honor says, no, they are not selling to the WWE, so they're not selling to the WWE. And then there's rumors that this is Taker's last Mania, that he is retiring after this Mania.
But how many WrestleManias has that rumor been floating around?
This one is gaining more momentum because last week when he chokeslammed Braun Strowman, like, people rewatched and analyzed that he was straining and looked in a lot of pain doing it. So if he's in a lot of pain doing offensive moves, taking bumps.
No, yeah, that's...
That can't feel good.
But also, in Undertaker's defense, though, do you see yourself not straining and struggling chokeslamming Braun Strowman?
I will F5 Braun Strowman. No problem whatsoever.
And that was the last we ever saw of Josh, because not only did he snap in half, Braun Strowman ate the remains.
Braun, you don't have a Mania match. I don't have a Mania match. Let's do this. Me versus you. David, you versus me, Goliath. Bring it, bitch.
The last time we saw Josh. As he ate him. Thank you. All right, that's enough of that. I know you. Okay. All right. I was like, you threw out the crotch shop. He was like, I have to.
Yeah. So no Finnegan on Raw.
Yes.
I'll talk about him in my Mania predictions later on in the show. Stephanie was, I might sound bored because I was very bored the last two nights watching wrestling because nothing happened. Stephanie was being a bitch again to Sammy, saying he had to beat Kevin Owens to get into the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I wouldn't have taken that deal if I was Sammy because you're risking your job to be on the pre-show in a match that means nothing.
If this was the Attitude era, he'd be on Heat! Anyway.
Yep.
It's awful.
So, yeah, he beat Kevin Owens. Taker and Reigns had a decent promo, though. Reigns talking a bunch of shit. Bong! Lights go out. Taker's behind him. Taker said he was going to end the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire crumbled. Something like that.
Something to those effects.
Nice little thing.
Honestly, the only thing that really entertained me about Raw was the fact that they kept throwing in the old school vignettes of The Undertaker.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I was not entertained by Raw at all. In fact, at 9 o'clock, we left to go get MLB The Show, which we'll be playing this week on our Clash of the Nerds podcast. Tune in on Tuesday when that goes live. We'll be filming on Fridays. God, this is such a boring pay-per-view. then Triple H and Seth Rollins had their, not pay-per-view, Raw. Seth Rollins and Triple H had their contract signing. Like all contract signings go, there was violence. And then Goldberg speared Brock, Raw over. SmackDown Live, a little bit more entertaining, not by much, but a little bit more entertaining. Shane and AJ had a nice contract signing. There was no actual violence in their contract signing,
but it was a nice back and forth.
It got testy, yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice
little back and forth. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of Cena's Punk's signing before Money in the Bank.
Oh yeah, I do remember
in 2011.
That. Yeah, that was a good one.
So that was pretty decent. Then we got to see the conclusion of Total Bellas with The Miz and Maryse, which was entertaining.
Yeah.
Then it got super serious and very shooty at the end. And then Cena came out. It got real shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even know. If those two are acting, goddamn, they're better actors than I give them credit for. It looked like The Miz was legit crying after Cena went in on him. And Cena was like, you fire blanks there, son? Ball tap? Oh. God, Cena does his best work before Mania and when you really piss him off. And I think The Miz really pissed him off.
Probably.
So good promos by both. Great heel promo by The Miz. Great comeback by Cena.
It was so good that he actually won the crowd back.
I know, there was a lot of people booing him when he came out, and then all cheers for Cena.
I mean, it was a standard Cena, you know,
let's go
fanfare.
Cena sucks kind of thing.
And
but
then
at the end,
it was like he just got drafted to Raw all over again.
Yeah, but Steven Larson brought up a good point a few weeks ago about Cena, because They both respect Cena.
Are you talking about the way he's shooting on, or not shooting, but
no.
promoing on
No, don't interrupt me. Okay. Because you're completely wrong. No, they're talking about when you're in the crowd, the let's go Cena sucks chance kind of gets you in. That's like, they don't think like most of the people saying Cena sucks actually thinks he sucks, but they're against Cena, and it's part of the fun of being there.
Yeah.
Like, if you notice, like, when we're at matches, or when we're at events, matches that we wouldn't really care about, we get into when we're there. Because you're a part of that live crowd, you get sucked in sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you got super hyped for Mojo Rawley.
Get hype, bro!
When we're at SmackDown. Like, legit hype, not your sarcastic get hype, bro. So, you were going nuts for him, so.
That's because Mojo Rawley entertains me. I don't know why.
It is one of those things, though, but for anybody who's never been to a live event, when you're there, stuff that you wouldn't care about on TV, you get excited for because you're there. You get wrapped up in the crowd. And that's part of the fun about going to live events, not just wrestling, but wrestling especially.
Yeah.
But any kind of live event, you get caught up in the crowds. Like, I've been to sporting events where I've gone and not cared about either team because I was just at a different city and I got a chance to have tickets and I went. And I get caught up, and I get caught up rooting for the home team sometimes just because you get mixed in with the fans. You're like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
So it's those are a lot of fun. So moving on, my favorite part of the night, I think your favorite part of the night, was the backstage between Tyler Breeze and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Where he was still dressed up as Nikki Bella. And the best part was when he took the wig off, he's like, Tyler, when did you get here? I was talking to Nikki.
I don't know if you caught it, but he was talking. Well, he was pretending to talk to Brie on the phone.
Yeah.
And he was like,
Your sister's here.
Your sister's here. I gotta go.
And he was like, and he was trying to. I was hoping he was gonna put Tyler Breeze in that women's match. I was like, come on, do it. Because a lot of people like the shit on. What's his name? Italian dude.
Oh, Santino Marella.
Santino Marella winning Miss WrestleMania. I loved it. That is when I became a Santino Marella fan. Mm-hmm. That was the moment I was like, oh, there's a hair in my eye. I was like, this dude is comedy gold. I thought they were going to go there with Tyler Breeze. And they broke my heart. Then Fandango came out. And you even said to me when we were watching, you're like, Josh, they're starting to win me. I was like, I know, because they're the most over tag team right now.
Yeah, I was like, they need more TV time to do stuff like that. I really honestly had no idea, just because of the fact that they get no TV time.
So
I don't see them.
With the little TV time they get, they make the most of it. And that's how you become a star sometimes. You make the most of it, especially on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I feel you'll get your chance. Mm-hmm. Then we had a 10-man tag team match that Mojo Rawley pinned
get hype, bro!
Tyler Breeze. And it was just everybody hit a spot. Everybody threw somebody over the top rope because they're all in the in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal match, which is sad. Because there is no SmackDown tag team match. There's no tag team title match.
Yeah.
All their tag teams are in the Battle Royale.
So they've gone back to their old brand extension ways of just shitting all over the SmackDown tag team.
Yeah, because the roster's so thin, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at SmackDown's roster, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody who's not hurt on SmackDown is in Mania. I mean, Luke Harper doesn't have a match, but I'm sure he's going to be in a factor in Bray and Orton's match.
Yeah.
So unlike Raw, everybody who's on SmackDown will be in Mania.
Yeah.
Though they're trying to fit as many Raw people in
there
as they can.
A good chunk of them is going to be on the pre-show now.
Oh my God. We'll get to that when we do our predictions. Then Bray beat Luke Harper in a really good match.
Mm.
Maybe the only match that was good the entire week.
Oh man.
Because everything else was just kind of filler. Like, the one-on-one Becky versus Carmella broke down to a tag match, which then just broke down to a brawl with Naomi coming back, which we forgot to mention because shows how much I care about Naomi. He likes her. I don't care.
Mm.
But, he beat Harper, and then Orton cut another weird promo, which begs the question, why is Randy Orton the face again?
Yeah, because apparently now he has powers, and they're not political powers.
They're not political powers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sure, Randy can RKO our current executive and talk some sense into him, maybe. Maybe. Well, Stone Cold go stun him.
He has before, and he can do it again.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is the only man who has ever stunned a president of the United States.
And I'm not talking about shocking him with some words.
That is the best. That makes Stone Cold Steve Austin maybe the greatest human being of all time.
Yes.
Because no one else in the world can say that. Sure, some people have assassinated presidents, but they're D-bags. But no one can drink a beer with a president and then
Stunned him and probably poured beer all over him, too.
I believe he did.
Because I can't remember the exact thing.
Which is all in good fun.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the shows. That was quick. If we didn't have a pay-per-view to go to, it'd be, what, a 5-minute thing?
Yeah.
But we do.
And, I don't even know if it would have been worth a podcast.
Because, I know, because NXT is airing tonight. There's only 3 matches that were on the site for NXT TakeOver. I know there's going to be more. They'll probably book them tonight.
Probably.
But we have to go with what we got. So, Nelson, our first match for the NXT. Oh, wait, before we do this, are we going to accumulate this or do we win each night? So if I get this, and what we'll do is when we're doing NXT, because we're going to do a live taping while we're watching NXT. You won't get to see NXT TakeOver. You will get to see how we react to NXT TakeOver. So you can try to sync up with your TV and watch along with us, big, big, happy podcast family. For you audio listeners, you have to go to YouTube, search Clash of the Nerds. You'll find us there. For YouTube watchers, just come back. So do we want to accumulate this, or NXT TakeOver is its own thing, so one of us can win that night, and then one of us can win Mania?
I think NXT should be its own thing. All right.
So it's its own thing. So tag team triple threat match. We have the Authors of Pain versus DIY versus The Revival for the tag titles. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Authors of Pain.
I'm going to go with the Authors of Pain, too.
Because they just won the titles, didn't they?
That and Revival's coming up. Revival's, we're going to see them on Raw.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be...
I feel the way the tag divisions are on both shows, I wouldn't be shocked if DIY came up as well. So, it makes sense for Authors of Pain to win. So, women's, Asuka versus Ember Moon.
I'm going to go with Ember Moon. I think it's about time Asuka gets called up.
We're split there. Here's why I'm going with Asuka. I think she's going to remain undefeated going into the main roster, so she'll just have to drop the belt. And also, she's on schedule for the summer tour of Europe with NXT.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've always said if anyone's going to beat her, it's probably Ember Moon. But I'm leaning towards she's going to be undefeated going into the main roster. Because I think that makes her more special, especially if she goes to SmackDown.
That would
because
be
then that will elevate SmackDown to whoever does beat her, probably Becky. Will be that much bigger.
That would be smart booking, but as the WWE has shown,
NXT lately, and SmackDown, though, do smart booking.
So they do.
But Asuka might go to Raw.
Yeah.
So let's see. And then we have Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm going to go with Bobby Roode.
I'm going to go with Bobby, too. So good thing we disagreed on the women's match so we can actually have a winner.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Roode because I think Monday we're going to see Shinsuke up on the main roster.
I think so, yeah. So. I mean, I think it's almost time.
And if you tune in for the live broadcast, if we get it working this time, we tried it once before, it didn't work, but we're going to try again. So if you tune in Saturday for the live broadcast.
We could probably Facebook Live it.
No, I'm going to do YouTube Live. Well, maybe we'll do both. We'll get a computer going with a webcam and we'll get this going. Anyways, tune in. And any other show predictions, we'll do our predictions right then and there. So that way we can have a better one.
Mm.
All right. Moving on to the main course. Well, the appetizer to the main course, because we're doing pre-show picks, too. This dude, full 2 pages for Mania. Look at that. Look at that. 2 pages of predictions for Mania.
All right.
Let's get this going. First up, sadly, this is on the pre-show. I feel this should be on the Mania main card. The Cruiserweight title match, Austin Aries versus Neville.
Ooh, I'm going to go with...
I got Aries. There's just no way in my mind that...
yeah, I was going to go with Aries, just because... I mean, Neville's had, what, 3 title offenses so far?
He's hit the belt for a bit, and I think...
Yeah, he's had it for a little bit.
I think Austin Aries is so over right now.
I think it's time to have a feud going with the title.
Plus, I think putting the belt on a guy like Aries elevates the Cruiserweights, because I think Aries is the type of guy that your average fan can look at and say, he fought Shinsuke Nakamura for the NXT title. He's a guy who compete with the big boys, and that's what you need for your Cruiserweight champions. That's why Jericho was such a great Cruiserweight champion back in the day. Same with Eddie and Benoit. Sorry, Ray. because those were guys we saw go toe-to-toe with the big boys.
Maybe I'm mistaken, but did Benoit go for the Cruiserweight title?
Yeah. Benoit was in the Cruiserweights at first.
Okay.
He won that.
I just didn't know.
He won that, then graduated to the U.S. title like Jericho did. Him and Jericho kind of had the same path.
Yeah, because I didn't realize it because I started watching Monday Nitro at an odd moment, so I know there was a bunch of stuff that I missed.
I'm sure if I'm wrong, someone will correct us in the comments.
Probably.
But I know he was a Cruiserweight.
Because I know Malenko was, too.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure Benoit did win the Cruiserweight title. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong on that part, but he did start out as a Cruiserweight title.
Yeah, because all I remember when I started watching is he was a horseman, and he was feuding with...
So the SmackDown Women's Championship, I didn't even write down who's competing because it's everybody. Who do you think's going to win?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna go with Alexa. Ooh. Bold statement, I know, even though I feel like it might actually be Naomi.
I don't think it's gonna be Naomi. I think I'm gonna go with Becky. I think she's gonna get her mania moment.
Oh, not here. Mickey?
No. I think Becky's gonna get her mania moment here. Because, okay. I think Naomi returning is too easy to predict that she's going to win.
Yeah.
My heart wants to say Alexa.
Well, I don't think they should have premiered her last night either.
Yeah, surprise entry would have been better.
Yeah, that would have been
better. But my head's saying Becky gets her mania moment because she really did shine and didn't get enough credit for that triple threat match last year. So I really think she's going to get her moment. Well, it's not even a mania moment because it's on the pre-show.
Well, she had a moment. Well, technically, it was
on okay. The so the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Who do you got? I got Sammy. Just because he had.
I don't even remember who's all in there.
A lot of people. You could say a name, and you have, and it, he might not even be in it, but you would have the same odds of getting it right.
Fuck it, get hyped, bro.
Mojo. Bold.
That's a throwaway, right? Bold. There.
Very bold. I like it.
Yes.
So then we have, still on the pre-show, mind you, the Raw tag titles.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think this is the last pre-show match.
Oh, man.
The Raw tag titles, The Club versus Cass and Enzo and Cesaro and Sheamus. Who you got?
I think Cass and Enzo finally take it.
Cass and Enzo. I'm going to go with The Club. I feel they've been booked so weak, they deserve this mania moment, and I think they're going to win.
They do deserve it.
Because usually when you have two faces versus a heel, when the heels are handicaps, they usually come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though it's a triple threat match, not a handicap match, I feel they're going to get it. Now, Nelson, your favorite, Baron Corbin, is going for that IC title. I'm going to go with Corbin mostly to make you mad. But I also think he's going to get the belt. Who do you got?
How long has Dean had the belt?
A while. And he hasn't defended it in forever.
I hate to say it. I think Corbin's going to take
it. Oh, no! Are you a Corbin fan now, Nelson?
Fuck no.
This is a family show. Let's re-answer that. Are you a Corbin fan now, Nelson?
F no.
I think he's coming around, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Look at that. I can look in those eyes. Those eyes are dead. Like Corbin's eyes. Because you're a fan. If he shaved his head like you and grew out a beard, would you be a fan?
Fuck no.
We're a family show, I repeat.
No.
You don't have to grab the mic.
You don't grab my mic. That's not what you do. I almost watched that on my way into work.
So good. So good.
Because right. Stone Cold was talking about it on his podcast.
Did he like it?
Oh, he loved it. He called everybody that was on there or sent him a text. He's like, man, this is the funniest
thing. I gotta listen to that part of the Stone Cold podcast. Because Stone Cold's podcast is weird to me. Like, sometimes I really like it.
But
sometimes he just, like, goes off the rails and just starts rambling. I was like, I don't give a shit, Stone Cold. Bring it back.
Yeah, I know. It really depends. Like, basically, if he can reel me in with the guest, then I'll actually listen to his podcast. Because he's not as funny as he was at the beginning of it.
You know who should be on the Stone Cold podcast?
Who's that?
Us.
That would be awesome.
Steve, call me. Well, call my representation.
I've been dying to have some of that Broken Skull IPA.
I'm going to order it eventually. After I get back from Japan, I'll order some. Because Lent, I can't drink beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Screw it up. Catholicism. All right, moving back on. The IC title match. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the IC title match. The U.S. title match. Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens.
I completely forgot he had a title. I'm going to go with Owens because Jericho can't be around too much longer if he's going to tour with Fozzy.
I know.
So I'm going with Owens even though, given the way they've booked Jericho in the past, he's probably going to drop the belt on Raw instead.
I'm going to go with Owens only because Jericho won last year against AJ.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't think he's going to win 2 years in a row against Internet Darlings.
Yeah.
So I think Owens has got it. And plus, I think Owens being one of the top heels with that belt is going to help that belt too again.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of died down. Roman Reigns killed it.
Yeah, he did. I beat freaking Rusev, and I couldn't even get the default USA chance.
I know, that's sad. When you're going up against the Bulgarian brute, and you can't...
Handsome Rusev!
Rusev Mashka, who's not on the card, unfortunately.
Because he's hurt! He's having surgery, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's technically
hurt. Yeah.
But, so we have the Raw Women's title match. We've got Bayley the darling champion, Charlotte, Sasha, and Nia Jax. Who you got, Stason?
I'm going to say heel turn Sasha Banks.
Sasha for Nelson. Hmm. Write that down. It's really tough. Because I went with Becky because she didn't get a WrestleMania moment last year. So logic would say Sasha would get the WrestleMania moment. But we need some big pops on this card. And I think the biggest pop that we would get is Bayley winning. So
I don't disagree with that.
I'm going to go with Bayley winning. Because again, I think she should have won her first title at Mania.
Yep.
Man, sometimes the WWE is like a dude who just can't contain himself in bed. He's like, all right, I got to hold on for the main event. Oh, no! And that's the WWE sometimes. Just shooting the load.
Does he scream it out like that?
Oh, no! I would imagine. It's embarrassing. I've never done that, but I assume it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why you got to jerk off before you date, gentlemen. Dating tip from me to you. It's true.
It's damn true.
It's true.
Yeah, I just should have been wearing my Kurt Angle t-shirt.
You oh. should have. I'm wearing my WrestleMania.
Well, I wore my Kurt Angle t-shirt.
What are you wearing, a TNA shirt?
It's Christian.
You have to blur that out. Vince will never watch this podcast when he sees that. Mm. He watches it every week. It's like giving him great ideas.
You do give him great ideas. I just wish he listened to the podcast.
I wish he did. All right, next up we have AJ versus Shane. This is going to be a... I wonder how they're going to figure out what Shane's going to jump off of. But it's easy for me.
He's probably just going to do coast to coast.
That is an AJ win right there.
Yeah, AJ.
No, it's Manny. He ain't doing coast to coast. I haven't seen the set yet, but I hear a roller coaster theme is going on. He's jumping off that.
Dear God. We could witness Shane McMahon finally die.
I'm assuming you're going with AJ?
Yeah.
All right, do we want a side bet here? What Shane jumps off of? I say the Mania coaster setting.
I'm still sticking with coast. Well, actually.
Nope, you said it.
Coast to coast. I'll go coast to coast.
Coast to coast for the big spot. And I have some sort of scaffolding.
Some sort of scaffolding.
Yeah. I'm not even spelling get scaffolding right. I don't care.
You know what would be funny? If like
I think
the,
I've ever seen if, scaffolding.
If there was like a like the roller coaster like on a thing and it actually rolled down.
And he jumped off of that. Or he ties AJ to the tracks and runs him over and murders him on national television.
As he twirls his mustache. Anyway. Tangent.
As long as he's wearing the blue blazer costume.
Oh.
I can't help myself.
Oh.
All right, this is supposed to be a mixed tag where we really know it's mostly going to be Miz and Cena. I think we'll see the girls grabbing each other's hair and fighting, but it's going to be Miz versus Cena, basically. Miz versus Cena 2 at Mania. Miz is 1-0 against Cena. Who you got? I don't even know why you're thinking about this.
Yeah, well, because I want to say Cena, but I feel like Miz might actually get it.
What? Really? I'm putting you down for Miz.
That's fine.
I got Cena, and also, at the end of the match, Cena's proposing to Nikki. That's going to happen. And odds are they're probably already engaged. They're just, because I doubt Cena's saving it for that.
Yeah.
On to the next page. 3 pages of prediction total.
Yeah.
You include NXT. We have the match I'm most dreading of the night, because I'm afraid of the outcome. Taker versus Reigns.
I don't want to say it.
See, you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. So I'm not gonna. I'm gonna pick Undertaker instead. I don't care if I lose that one.
I'll pick Reigns. I want to lose this one. I'll pick Reigns. Just because everything is pointing to Roman Reigns beating the Undertaker.
Yeah, I know. I can't stand it. I don't even believe my pick, but I want to believe my pick.
Now, if this happens, and I'm not sold on it happening, I think Vince could change his mind at the last minute and be like, this is a dumb idea, because Reigns will be hated forever. Okay? But I will say, I'm looking forward to 2 things if it does happen that way. Just how loud, that is going to be deafening. They are in an open-air stadium. It is going to be deafening, the boos, if Reigns wins.
It's going to sound 2, like a tornado siren of boos.
And 2, it's going to be deafening when Reigns comes out on Raw the next night. And maybe, just maybe, that will convince Vince that he's wrong about Reigns. Say that 3 times fast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Convince Vince that he's wrong about Reigns. Boom! I can say it once. I'm not even doing it again.
No.
Just because the backlash, the hatred will be so bad. That will be worse than the Die Rocky Die chance.
I think you would legit see an exodus from the network.
Good chance.
I feel like people that could actually
happen. People have been threatening
it. Yeah.
I think they might.
Yeah, I think that would be the final straw.
I'm hoping Sean's falling asleep by then so he doesn't cry when that happens. Stupid Man. Roman Reigns. When Roman Reigns came out in 30, he legit started crying.
Yeah, I remember. That
you
was
see that, Vince?
Crazy.
You made children cry with that.
I had to tweet about it. I'm like, you legitimately made a child cry.
He was so upset. I've never seen him cry like that over anything other than being, like, hurt.
Yeah.
He was legit upset. He didn't even cry that badly when him and his mother and I got divorced. That's how bad that was. That's how bad Roman Reigns is. He's worse than divorce.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to say that, but it's true.
Roman Reigns is equal to death, a death in the family. Just ask the Harts.
Oh.
That's 2 Owen Hart jokes. Can I go for 3 before the night's over? Might save
you're going to try.
I might save that for
if
another
you, podcast. If you see your opening, you're going to try.
It's got to work. Speaking of death of a family, Goldberg versus Brock. There's no way Goldberg wins.
No, this is
easily a Brock Lesnar win because Goldberg's what 2.5-0 over him because I'm counting the elimination of the Rumble as a half victory, and they were both squash victories.
Well, plus he speared him on Raw.
Reverse momentum. And then we come down to the main event, which I'm shocked it's listed as the main event. I really thought Goldberg and Brock was going to be the main event, which makes me think that's going to be a squash because you can't end Mania on a squash.
Yeah.
We got Bray versus Orton. And I really don't know about this one.
Yeah, it's tough.
At the Rumble, Elimination Chamber, I was leaning towards Randy.
Yeah.
I don't know now.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, I feel like Harper is probably going to be a factor.
Harper's
going
to be a factor, but I don't know how he's going to be a factor. Does he help Randy? I'm gonna be a wild card in this one. I'm gonna go against my initial thoughts. I'm gonna go with Bray.
Bray wins.
I'm gonna go with Bray winning this.
You know what? Just to make sure that we're not matching on too much, I'm gonna go with Randy.
Matching at all?
Probably not. But I'm gonna go with Randy.
1, 2, 3. We only match up on 3-4 things.
That's actually kind of different than usual.
So,
Usually we have the same thought pattern.
Our picks, just to lengthen out the show, because it was kind of short on the recaps.
Yeah.
We're both with the Authors of Pain for NXT for the tag match. I got Asuka, you got Ember Moon for the women's title. We're both Bobby Roode in the title match. For Mania, we're both picking Austin Aries. You've got Alexa Bliss in the SmackDown Women's Championship. I got Becky Lynch. Probably both wrong there. Probably end up going to be Naomi and I'll be disgusted. Andre Battle Royal, I got Sami Zayn. You got Mojo Rawley.
Get hyped, bro!
I like that Bray pick, by the way.
He's not going to win.
I'm going safe. You're going balls to the wall. I appreciate that.
Yep.
For the tag title match for Raw tag titles, I got The Club. You got Cass and Enzo. No one's picking Cesaro and Sheamus.
Like both Cesaro and Sheamus, but I feel like this is their time.
I feel the Clubs do. For the IC title match, we both have Corbin going over. For the US title match, we both have Owens going over. For the Raw women's match, you got Sasha, I got Bayley. AJ versus Shane, we both have AJ going over. Cena versus Miz, I've got Cena. For some reason, you took the Miz. Taker and Reigns, you got Taker. I hope you're right on that one. I've got Reigns. Brock Goldberg, we both have Brock. Bray versus Orton, I got Bray, you got Orton. I cannot wait for Mania. In a sense, like I was talking to a friend of mine today at work, I was like, you know, I'm glad I'm going to Japan because if I wasn't going to Japan, I'd probably go to Mania.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've already been to Mania,
yeah,
this Mania card does not make me want to be there since I've already been
there. It's not as good as last year's card, I would say.
I don't know about that.
I prefer last year's
card. Oh, no, we forgot one match, and I don't know how we didn't. It wasn't on the site. We forgot one match. Triple H and Seth Rollins.
Oh, we did forget about
that. That was not on the site, because I was basically copying it from the site.
Because it's not sanctioned.
That's right. I got Seth.
Yeah, I'm going with Seth on that.
All right, yeah. So we're agreed on that one. I don't know where that's probably going to be either right before or right after Taker versus Reigns, I think. I'm glad I remember that at the end.
Yeah.
But no, there was a lot of injuries that hampered last year's card. I think this is a better card, but it's not a card that makes me want to spend the money and go down to Orlando for 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So, like, last year being the first year going, that WrestleMania will always hold a special place.
Oh, yeah. That was the first one you've ever been to. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, the whole experience was just great. Like,
I'm still missing all my...
A ton of pictures, a ton of memories. We're doing the Rumble in January. I might go to Brooklyn for SummerSlam, because then I'll complete it.
Yeah, your bingo card would be completed. Yeah, I'm still missing Rumble and Mania.
Yeah, I'm missing Rumble and SummerSlam. So.
And extra credit if they ever get a King of the Ring near us.
I don't think they're ever going to do that pay-per-view again. They should.
Well, yeah.
But they won't. So that's it for the Raw recap, Raw and SmackDown recap with the Mania predictions. We were going to do that as a separate show, but when we started watching Raw and how boring it was, we're like, no, we're going to have time to talk about Mania.
It was really boring.
Yeah, so...
Surprisingly boring.
Make sure you watch us on the NXT TakeOver when we live stream that. That should be a lot of fun. We'll probably be drinking. It's Saturday night. We can get drunk. Also, the day this goes up, we're going to have a top 10 Manias go up. And also, well, that will either be up today, which is Thursday when this goes up, or Friday, because I'm also doing a top 10 matches. So one of them is going up this day. One of them is going to go up Friday. Mm. So you'll have the top 10, our top 10 Manias and our top 10 Mania matches. Spoiler alert, a lot of the matches involve Shawn Michaels. He's Mr. WrestleMania for a reason. So, as always, watch out. Like, do you just want to...